A Bible ministry helps the grieving at Virginia Tech. Iraqi Christians are forced to pay for protection, and a mission team takes to their heels to raise funds for Romania. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. As Virginia Tech University continues to mourn the massacre that claimed the lives of 32 people Monday, Christians are reaching out. International Bible Society Send the Light is offering scripture resources to help Campus Crusade for Christ, who lost three students in the shootings. IBS STL's Rich Blanco says these are effective.
There's a lot of questions that are coming up and will come up about evil and why would God allow things like this to happen. So we need to be ready to respond, saying that, you know what, we can't answer every specific question, but we know that God can use a situation like this to get a hold of a lot of people's hearts and at least get them thinking about spiritual things again.
Blanco says this type of material isn't overwhelming.
You're not just handing them a full Bible and challenging them to work through it on their own. It's giving them just daily thoughts to think about and then a place to journal some of their ideas. And at the end of the booklet, it just continues to draw them closer to that point of making a decision for Christ.
Next, between 5,000 and 9,000 people are still displaced by the earthquake and tsunami in the Solomon Islands. Whole villages were reportedly washed away, and because it's so remote, survivors aren't getting the aid they need. HCJB Global has a medical team on the way. HCJB's Dave Pasechnik.
The situation is really needful for doctors and nurses and food and tents and relief work. We have a team of medical doctors and workers going to do some relief work, medical work, and other work with the radio station that we've helped put in.
The trip represents a dual thrust effort by the ministry toward Christian media and medicine.
We deal with them on their needs first. If it's physical, then we want to give them what they need. And then we share with them the love of Christ and show them that it's really He that cares for their spiritual needs.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Iraqi Christians are being forced to pay a protection tax. Muslims say the payment is in exchange for allowing them to practice their faith and grants them Muslim protection from outside aggression. They say it's demanded in the Quran. In recent months, many Christians have been killed. One, a 14-year-old boy who was crucified and stabbed to mimic Jesus. Pray that Christians would continue to find courage and the government would respond. Elsewhere, Sammy Tippett Ministries partner Ambassadors for Christ is racing to the finish. Actually, AFC founder Dave Tippett says they just held a fundraising race to help with expenses for a short-term mission team headed to Romania this summer. Their ministry will be partnering with students from Emmanuel University's discipleship ministry.
They're doing some discipleship ministry for a class, one of their college classes there, and then we're going to also work with RIM, our Romanian Evangelical Medical Mission, and help them out with various needs that they have and some of the orphans that they're taking care of.
Tippett says each year they take some form of humanitarian aid with them.
We do these things called packets of love, and we bring over for each orphan just a reminder of what God cares about them. And so we bring over a packet full of small games, of toys, a few educational items that they need, and toiletries. And we combine it with the students that we're discipling. They'll be the distribution outlet.
And orphanages are dreaming big when they ask for refrigerators and washing machines. Gain USA would like to provide these things for orphanage caregivers in Belarus through their Orphan Home Improvement Project. By ministering to physical needs, they can also address spiritual needs. You can help orphans in Belarus by donating to this project or traveling there. Gain USA is sending a mission group there in June. Visit our website if you'd like to get involved. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN's now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news, including pictures, to help people in your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. Call 1-800-995-4828 for information. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.